production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, at what cost? It was ironic that A Current Affair performed yesterday's hard-hitting political interview, while it was the political journos in the travelling press pack who undertook the embarrassing A Current Affair-style chase. Members of the press pack demeaned themselves yesterday. With reporters picking up on the coalition's "but where are Labor's costings" line and running with it, literally, chasing Anthony Albanese as he left the press conference. The embarrassing footage has been enthusiastically recirculated by the coalition, with the Prime Minister today labelling his opponent Forrest Gump, seemingly forgetting how much footage exists of him walking away from questions, including yesterday. As Albanese has repeatedly said, Labor's costings are planned for release on Thursday. Whether you agree with this or not, that is when they're coming, and he wasn't about to release them earlier just because journalists demanded it. But why are journalists so focused on issues like this that are not even on voters' priority lists? And why is the media more concerned with Albanese walking away from redundant questioning than with the fact that Morrison rarely answers questions at all, and that he is now the first Prime Minister not to make a campaign stop at the National Press Club in more than 50 years? Thankfully, the opposition leader's appearance at the press club today was much more focused on the issues, though a few of yesterday's worst offenders couldn't resist making unhelpful contributions. Albanese flagged a new cost-saving measure, announcing that Labor would return around $750 million to the budget by reducing the coalition's heavily rorted grants funds, adding that he would have more to say about it tomorrow. The timing debate reared its head near the end of the session, with Laura Tingle questioning whether the coalition regularly having left its costings this late was a good enough excuse. Albanese did not quite answer, insisting that Labor would be transparent and fair dinkum about their figures, while noting just how secretive and wasteful the coalition's spending had been. But the journalists responsible for yesterday's display seemed far more concerned about Albanese's claim to have been asked 18 questions about costings, arcing up to note that it was actually more like 9 or 10. Should Labor have put out its costings sooner, even though it is often left this late, even though the current forecasts ought to put an end to the media's obsession with debt, and even though most voters probably don't care that much about the exact figures? Arguably, yes. But should Albanese have uprooted his plans and answered Tuesday's incessant questions as to the exact Labor deficit? Absolutely not. This, after all, is the same press pack that less than 2 weeks ago demanded to know, how are you going to stand up to Xi Jinping if you can't stand up to us? And which seems to consider its role to test the opposition leader's ability to withstand pressure. What would they have said if Albanese bowed to their demands to release the deficit just because they wanted it now? It would be one thing if the Labor leader was refusing to answer at all. Rejecting the premise of their questions or simply launching into an unrelated stump speech, as Morrison often does. But as Albanese repeatedly informed the reporters, they would get the answer to their question on Thursday. And yet they reacted with unwarranted outrage, hounding him as he tried to walk away from the circus, as if he had just refused a basic freedom of information request. Once again, many of the journalists who follow our leaders during the election campaign, the people we rely on to ask them about their policies, have decided to spend most of a presser focused on something redundant, while leaving important issues unaddressed. As an excellent Guardian analysis shows, voter priorities have not been appropriately reflected in the media this campaign, with top concerns such as aged care, climate change, and education not receiving the corresponding amount of coverage. Yesterday morning, the coalition's hypocritical bleating about Labor's costings coming 2 days after its own hardly seemed worthy of attention. And yet a significant number of reporters were more than happy to make that Liberal talking point the entire focus of a Labor press conference. As outgoing editor of The Monthly, Nick Fyke, recently wrote, election campaigns are a terrible way to decide who should run the nation. Much of the media has been painfully out of step with voters, with many journos far more interested in gotchas and games than in examining policies or exploring records. The press pack took this to a whole new level with Tuesday's ridiculous tabloid-style chase, wasting everyone's time by demanding information about costings due to be released in 2 days' time. But at what cost for our democracy? That remains to be seen. Elsewhere in politics, we're starting with our good opinion of the day. 31 retired judges have penned an open letter to the party leaders, arguing for a strong anti-corruption commission that can launch its own investigations and hold public hearings. As the judges wrote, nothing less than halting the serious erosion of our shared democratic principles is at stake. And in today's bad opinion, National's deputy leader, David Littleproud, says the coalition's public sector cuts won't result in job losses after erroneously claiming that governments don't employ people. As he told ABC News Breakfast, governments don't employ people, businesses do. The coalition's cuts to the public sector are expected to cost thousands of jobs. Talking numbers, and today's annual wage growth figure of 2.4% means real wages have fallen by 2.7% when combined with inflation, the worst result in more than 20 years. And in today's policies, with most, if not all, policies now on the table, the New Daily has provided a short summary of the various parties' platforms, including a section on the Teal Independents. And in today's episode of 7am, what happens when the cause you've dedicated your life to turns into something you can no longer support? That's the question Fred Chaney, the former deputy leader of the Liberal Party, has had to confront this election. Now he's hoping that people, such as his niece, who was running as an independent in Western Australia, can teach the major parties a lesson. Today, former federal politician Fred Chaney on why politicians gave up on tackling our greatest challenges. Listen to 7am now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Wednesday, May 18. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.